Ben Thompson's online. I wanted to chat with Ben all week about this Quizette Stakes tomorrow. Morning to you, Ben.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Interesting here, and I picked it up on Tuesday, and then we've just been unable to work it out to get you on. So can you bring us up today? Because you've written Crown Witness for Stuart Webb, but you're writing tomorrow I'll Have a Bit for John McArdle. I've been told that the booking for John's horse came pretty early.
It did, yeah. I've ridden the filly twice in trials before, prior to this preparation, and I rode her at Flemington before she went and won the National Stakes in Adelaide. She's obviously a very progressive filly, and I was lucky enough to receive the mount. It was probably a month or so ago now from Terry Martin and John McArdle's crew, and obviously being an apprentice too, you sort of don't expect to hit day one of the spring carnival, you should say, or feature race, and have a couple options. So it was a nice problem to have, but unfortunately we had to hop off one of the mounts.
Well, let's hope it's not fortunate. You must have a good opinion of this filly then. You've ridden her at Flemington as a two-year-old, and she went to Adelaide and won the group race there. She must have good ability.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a really high opinion of her. She was really good in a trial recently at Cranbourne, behind Catchy and Tulip and other classy two-year-old fillies. And I think she's come back in good order. She's strong. I'm confident that the further she goes, the better she'll be, and that's what I'm really looking forward to sitting on her back when she gets to sort of, hopefully she's running over a mile in sort of three runs time, being 1,000 guineas, and I'm sure she can measure up. She was obviously super down the straight behind Booker, and she's a big girl, and I think she really appreciated the turn at Melfordville, so obviously, with the one trial under her belt, she's going to be a lot better from the run come after the run come tomorrow. But she's going to be competitive.
So long term, you're looking at long term. Tell us a little bit about Crown Witness. You've ridden twice again. Looked so strong the other day at Flemington.
Absolutely, she's a real competitor, and she obviously knows how to win. She's got a perfect record, and she steps up again. When you sort of talking about opposition, but the way she sort of pinned her ears back and ran down Medina the other day, I thought she was super. She's getting better with each run that she has, and obviously in her backyard from Barrier 1, she's got a lot of favours. So I'm sure that she can measure up to the task, and she's going to be a good sprinter. She's by Star Witness, and be interested to see how far she gets, but it was an easy decision, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've explained it anyway, how it all came about with you taking the ride on I'll Have a Bit tomorrow, and another Ben Mellum takes the ride on Crown Witness. Have you had much to do with Kobayashi for Leon and Troy Corstens?
Yeah, I trialled him and galloped him a couple of times before his preparation last time in. He was super at Mooney Valley, his first run behind. He was Explosive Witness that day. He's really class. He's had two runs at Caulfield for two wins. His jump outs have been good, and he's drawn 14 of 14, but he won from White Alley's his two runs last time in at Caulfield, and I don't think it's sort of too big of a disadvantage. He's got good gate speed. I expect him to settle up on the pace, and I'm looking forward to sitting on him again.
Yeah, one of your key rides tomorrow for sure. Hey, mate, thanks for joining us. As I say, I just wanted to clarify for our listeners, they may have been looking at Melbourne and thought you may have jumped off and gone the other one, but you did have a pre-booking for I'll Have a Bit. Hope it's a good day tomorrow, Ben.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Ben Thompson joining us there with the latest.